My life experiences has just been a roller coaster of a ride. And I know a lot of what he's put in me to share is because he wants it to be for someone else that can use my experience and learn from it. Hi, I am Charlotte Lewis, creator and host of Share with Charlotte. And the theme of Share with Charlotte is finding balance in relationships. I struggled with at first with where to start, which is my first podcast, where to start. And everything came back to my beginning. And so that's where I'm going to start with what was my first encounter when it came to relationships. And so I'm going to get into that in just a few minutes. But what I want to share with you first is this podcast is very special to me because it's a calling that God gave me. And he spoke to me last year in 2023 and said, I am to do a podcast. And he did speak to me and said, I need to be on finding balance in relationship. So for that, I'm being obedient in what God has called me to do. But it's also because he's given me so much to speak on. My life experiences has just been a roller coaster of a ride. And I know a lot of what he's put in me to share is because he wants it to be for someone else that can use my experience and learn from it. So finding balance in relationships, I'm starting from the beginning. So let me share with you my beginning. And as I'm talking with my beginning, I hope you can find and reflect on your beginning. My beginning started when I was 3 or 4 years old. And most people probably don't remember their age when they were 3 or 4 years old. But according to my mom, I had to be this age. And my mom passed away actually 24 years ago, May of 1995. But I shared this with her because I wanted to understand it more. And she said, but how do you remember that? And I said, I just do. And she said, I just can't believe you remember. And I'm like, I just do. And what she told me was that it's amazing that you were that young and you could remember. But see, what happened was at the age of 3 or 4, we lived in what we called a shotgun house, which is a one room for those who don't know. One room that has your bedroom, your living area, your kitchen all combined in one room. And then you have a separate bathroom. I remember I was so small that I couldn't sit in a chair to eat. So I was standing in this chair to eat. And I could hear this noise coming from behind me. So I remember turning around to look. And I cannot remember the face of this man. And neither did I even ask my mother, because to me, that was not important. But what was important is that I could remember her screaming. I could remember her crying and hollering out. And I was just this kid. And of course, I couldn't do anything except watch. But he was abusing my mom. He was physically had her between the bed of two twin beds. And he was beating my mom. That's my encounter. And even being the age of 66 years old, I'm still thinking, wow, it's so vivid in my mind. But as I share my first remembrance, what was your first remembrance of your first encounter, what relationship was? I can't say that I'm thankful for everything that God has given me to share, simply because what he gives you to share is also what's made you, you. And everything that he puts in me, then I have to believe that it's good. So, and it has purpose. So when we move from that particular situation and we move to the Piney Woods of East Texas, Dangerfield, Texas, for those and many people never heard of it, small town still is, we moved with my grandmother. And for those in the Piney Woods of East Texas, of Dangerfield, if you heard of the trailers, I'm one of them. But they was family and church. That was everything to this family. And I embraced it all, family and church. So what that did for me was create a stronger foundations of what relationship could be, what was good in relationship. It started out as something that I remember that was really tragic, till I could even remember this at 66, to something that literally grounded me in love for people, grounded me in love for God, grounded me to know what it is to treat people right, to be neighbors, to be compassionate, to give love, to show love, and to receive love, and even at times to even love unconditionally. That's what it showed me. And so that foundation, from the age that I was there, which was probably about 4 or 5 years old, until I moved back to Dallas at the age of 14. And then everything changed again. Because the country, for those who've been to the country, who knows the country feel, it's a different vibe when you're in the country. It's a different vibe because people slow things down. They make room for people. It's not the hustle and the bustle. It's just about taking their time to do things, taking their time to go help people, taking their time to just have a chill day. But for me, when I moved to the city, things was back to busyness. People were at, for me anyway. I moved to an area, you got to understand, I was from the country where land was plentiful. You could walk for miles and you were still on the land that we owned. And then we moved to the housing project, which was so out of my element, where you could take 3 feet out and you're in somebody else's yard, and things could get rough just for being in somebody else's yard. So I went from what we considered a loving, wholesome, family-oriented, church-oriented, to chaos. That's my experience. But being what God had put in me from my roots for being in East Texas, I still took that to where I moved to so I could love on people and continue to love on people. I can have compassion. I can still be neighborly. There was a lot of things that I had to learn quickly too, that everybody not your friend that say your friend. People that choose and say they have a relationship with you, good relationship with you, isn't always true. Sometimes it's just a facade. Sometimes it's just the role playing. But it's no genuineness in the relationship. Even in marriages I've had where I've struggled, and we'll get more into that. But I had to find balance because I had to still love me enough to want to still know how to stand in stuff and not be laid out in things that come my way. But that's creating balance, because we all need to find our own balance so that we don't get ran over. We don't get covered up, buried under, because it's easy to do that. It's so easy to lose yourself because other things takes precedent over you. But that's not even healthy, because you have to first also love you. And to love you means I'm going to also make sure that I'm also good. In whatever and all I do and whoever I'm with, you still have to maintain a level of balance. So finding balance in relationship is really, for most of us, the big elephant in the room. The one that we don't know how to get over, under, across, through it. And a lot of times we just feel defeated, so we just lay out. Matter of fact, one of my upcoming podcasts is, are you standing, are you kneeling, or are you laid out? Because a lot of times you're in one of those categories. But it's all about finding balance. But I thank God for even the introduction for when I moved to Dallas in the crazy, chaotic place of the housing project. I thank Him for that. I thank Him for that simply because it created a whole nother something in me to learn how to address, how to deal, how to relate to all kinds of people. The ones who really, and I'm just being truthful, who want to cuss you out. How do you diffuse that? The ones who say your friend but not your friend. How do you manage that? The ones who want to hurt you. Because people will hurt you. And this is just real talk, because life is real. Things happen. And there's a story I like to tell that happened with my sister, with my next door neighbor, and I'll get into that another time, who was a friend, so-called friend. Because life is not always good. But life that God give you always, always has purpose. And so to find balance for me was for me to still love me enough that I knew and can't say no. To love me enough that even at times I'm willing to walk away. To love me enough sometimes that I can say, I can put space between you because I need to process this. Because you don't have to stay in something and stay so where you end up where you don't even know, you know, the next move you're going to make. There's nothing wrong with if you need space, if you need to walk away. The fact is, sometimes because of things that are happening in your life, you have to make real life choices. But the thing is, what do you do? How do you manage? How do you manage relationship? Because you can't always be a runner. Because then the issue is not them, it becomes you. So what kind of, how do you, again, manage relationships? Are you cold with people because you don't trust people? Have you already decided that they're bad when you don't even know them? Do you prejudge simply because of your past experiences? Are you somebody who gives somebody a first shot, a first chance? Or you've already made your decision? Or you don't even deal with people at all because of your pain and your hurt of things that you've gone through in life? How do you deal with relationships? Where is your balance, or have you not yet figured it out? Share with Charlotte podcast is a podcast that I really want you to be and find one that in episodes that we do that will be helpful, meaningful, insightful, encouraging. Anything that you feel like you can use as a tool that's going to get you to the next place in life. Is relationship important? Absolutely. We love all things. It's not just because we love just people. But anything you can be relational with is all part of a relationship. You can love money too much. You have more relationship with your money than you do with people. You can love your material things far more than you love people. Anything that you relate to can become relationship within yourself with that thing or that person. So how do you manage relationship? Where is your balance? Or do you even have it? There's more in this podcast because there's other episodes and so much more that I would love to share with you. And I'm hoping that through it all that we can connect because we're all struggling with the same thing. Do I have all the answers? No. Just like I'm still learning, we're all still learning. You never not, because there's always something that maybe you hadn't encountered. Or you may have gone through some things before, and you may, this time you get another chance to do it differently. But we're all learning how to find balance in relationship. Because everywhere you go, there's people. You would have to literally be a hermit in order to just and live somewhere far off alone. But I'm just saying, people, if you don't know how to balance yourself with other people, then it is a struggle. But if you find where you know how to love on other people, compassion for other people, you're helpful, you love, you care, you feel for other people, it really can be a beautiful thing when you find balance. And all balance is finding harmony in those situations. And it's I have such a love for people. We all have God's gift because God gives us what he chooses to give us. But my gift, I know, is to love and to have compassion for people. That's my gift. And that's maybe why this podcast is about finding balance, because I want and really hope that people can find balance. The world is crazy as it is. Why? Because we don't have balance in relationship. Man destroying each other. Why? Because we don't have balance in relationship. Families doesn't get along. Why? Because there's no balance in the relationship among siblings, among parents, among in-laws, among children to parent. It has to be a balance. And even if other people are off-centered, where's your balance? Because there's craziness everywhere. I mean, and believe me, my family's not perfect. But the thing is, I still have to be in a place, regardless of where they are, where I'm in balance. Because if I'm out of sync and I'm not in balance, then that means I'm off. So if I'm off balance, then how can I be in balance with anybody else? Because I need to check myself. So I need to make sure that I'm always at a place that I'm giving myself also my best. Like people say, you always want to give your best to everything. Yes, you do. But you also want to also give your best to yourself to make sure you're also good. Because if you're not good, then how can you give your best to somebody else if you're not even your best to yourself? The first person you know is going to be yourself. Because this is the one person that you cannot get away from. You are forever, always with yourself. And if you haven't yet figured out how to love yourself, how to make sure that you're also good, then I mean every move you make, everywhere you go, then there's internal chaos within you. Because you're the one thing that remains constant, and that's yourself. But we are about healing. We are about forgiving. We are about, at some point, just letting it go. Because sometimes in relationship to find balance is to stop trying to fix something. Because everything is not fixable. It's so many things that we could do that throws us off. And sometimes it's not even about the other people. Sometimes, honestly, it just really become about yourself. I've had to learn that because I was the one who always trying to make something right with someone. And I had to learn that you can't fix everything and you sure can't fix everyone. But sometimes the one thing that you have to always make sure fixed is yourself. Because timing is so important about every situation that you're in. Timing and your time. And time is not something you just want to waste. And timing, because the timing in which you step into something is not the timing in which things are going to happen. Patience has a lot to do with whether or not you find balance in your relationships. Forgiving, again, is one. And then at times you have to really evaluate. And evaluate why. Why are you doing what you're doing? What's the purpose of it? Where is it taking you? It's the why, what, and where that you have to really wholeheartedly look at, simply because those answers need to be answered for yourself. Because at the end of the day, the one person that you still have is you. Can you give too much to someone else and too little to yourself? Absolutely. Can you give too little to someone else and too much to yourself? Absolutely. Because neither one is a balance. So it's all about being wholesome, being healthy, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And also, we cannot forget spiritually. But it's everything that helps create a balance that's within yourself. God said to me, you have much to say because I have poured so much in you. You have much to say because I purposely gave you your stories. And some of these stories are painful. Some of these stories are, it's like, well, I used to say to God, why? Because I used to ask God when I was in the housing project, I would cry. I mean, cry. Because I never felt I belonged there. Why would you put me in a place where people just fight? There's so much chaos. When I was at peace in my little small country town, Because all of that was to shape me, to mold me, to recreate me, something in me that he knew one day that I was going to use so I could talk to other people, share with other people. Because some of the things, I just didn't understand. Like, why? And some of you may be asking the same thing. Why? But you know what I've learned and what I've figured out? The answer really for me is now, why not? Why not? Why not me? I'm no more special than anyone else. I'm no more greater than anyone else. So why not me? Because the story that God's given me shapes me, makes me stronger, makes me better. Even the things that I didn't like, I'm better. I have right now a chronic lung disease that I should have died. Everything medically, and I do mean everything, said that I supposed to have died. Doctors couldn't understand why I was living. They literally labeled my file as a special file. And my doctor told me, she said, you no longer have one doctor. I'm no longer just your doctor. She said, you have a team of doctors who really cannot understand why you are living and you're not dead. Because everything medically, every test, everything we've done, we cannot medically explain you living. But for me, it's old but God. Because my work wasn't done. My work wasn't done because apparently I have to do this podcast. I have to talk about the finding balance in relationship that we all struggle with and who God is so big on. He's big on relationships. And that's from the beginning. He said in the beginning. And he made everything because he loves relationships. So wherever my stories can help somebody, anybody, then everything and all things that God has put in me, have taken me through, has such much, much greater purpose than just myself. And for that, I have to say thank you. All the tears I shed, yes, I shed a lot because I didn't understand the power of it all. I didn't understand the magnitude in which he was taking me, directing me. I didn't understand. And I was a kid. I was 14. And I was a happy place in the country. But he taught me how to stay and still in relationship, even when as crazy as it is, how to manage relationships. Because that's what it comes down to. How do you manage relationships? And I've had many examples where God has put me in places that I had to learn. How do you manage relationship and still find balance within yourself? And I thank God for it. Because people is my gift. He gave that to me through my struggles. He gave that to me so that I can give it to you. And I just have to say thank you. So with that, with podcasts being shared with Charlotte, it really is about sharing. I'm sharing. And I thought the first podcast, which is called The Beginning, because I want to take you to my beginning. So that as you reflect on your beginning, what's your takeaway from your beginning of what you consider relational? What's your beginning and what is your takeaway from it? What did you learn? Are you still in a place in your beginning and you haven't moved from it? Could you be amazed how many people still in a place that's took so many years ago that was experienced, but they're still in a place? Where have you not moved from that you're still stuck in? How does that even benefit you? And then if you don't feel like it's benefiting you, then the question is, then what is it taking away from you? Because it got to be one or the other. So if it's not benefiting you, but it's taken away from you, when do you let it go? When do you forgive? When do you say, but I need my own balance for me? And that's something I have to let go. If you enjoyed this video, we have much more to come. We'll be posting on a weekly basis. And we hope that you will tune in on YouTube at Share with Charlotte or our website at sharewithcharlotte.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.